cockroaches and all the other vermin. And I'm on the air. Oh, good. Hello. Welcome back. I got caught unawares. I guess I was talking to myself or whatever. But welcome to the second session of the fourth week of the program that we title YWCGA, and then continue it. Why we think a little station like WCGA can do these impossible things that we envision having her do with the help of those people out here who are listening to us. And I pray, Father God, let it be that every week we have more and more people that are listening, that are resonating, and that are willing to continue with us as this programming continues and beyond, as this station becomes the juggernaut that it can be, not by my efforts, you know, Wes or D, nothing independent, no single individual is going to cause a meteoric rise to an impossible position, but God himself. And as I've said several times already in the now fourth program that we're doing, or four programs we've done, that we collectively, Wes, Dee, myself, and a few other people that haven't been mentioned yet, believe firmly that Father God has given us a mission that we can't possibly do ourselves, couldn't do it, not possible, but that we believe that we've been given the unction in the Spirit to do it, because with God all things are possible. And as I said several programs ago, I don't take a salary. I'm not here as a paid employee. I'm not some great consultant. I'm not some known radio personality. I'm an everyday Joe. But I have a passion in my heart for my God, for my country, for my family, and for those people like you out there that probably think pretty much the same way I do, though you might not use the word cockroaches in the same context that I do, nor have the same passion about it. But except for that, we're probably pretty similar in what we believe, except that I'm a Florida State Seminole. I'm not really crazy about Gators. But, you know, it's like Georgia and Georgia Tech. I grew up on Georgia Tech football, and most of the folks down here are from Georgia. I digress. You may or may not agree with me on a lot of stuff, but I believe that you agree with me that America's in trouble. America needs to be on a corrective vector, and that if I believe you believe, as I do, time is very short. And if something legal and dramatic isn't done soon, we believe through the auspices of wonderful Coastal Georgia AM 1100, unless something is done to create the impetus to make this happen, America will be lost. And I said a while back, Franklin Graham said on January the 26th, Sunday night, 2015, about 6:15, the First Baptist Church of Jacksonville, America's toast. America's toast. And I believe that is a true statement. We're under God's judgment. Now, Mr. Graham went on to say a few other things, and I'm not going to discuss that here, but the warning is clear. A very significant man of God in our generation believes that America is in dire trouble and will soon face the wrath of God. And I've said in previous programs, we deserve it for killing innocent babies, for trying to destroy families, for changing the definition of what a family is. You know, one man and one woman joined together for a physical lifetime, reproducing physically and spiritually as often as God gives them the opportunity in perpetuity until a particular event. I don't care what other people say. I don't care what those who hate God or invent their own Christian religion say. the traditional family after total orientation to Father God is the most important institution in America, the traditional family. And that doesn't displace the church. The church is important. It is what sustains the family. And there's nothing takes the place of the Shema of Israel that says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I say by the faith given unto me to you fathers of Israel, I command you this day that you know the words of the book," the law back then, but it applies to all of Scripture, "and that you pass these things diligently to your children," Deuteronomy 6, 3 through 9. I didn't quote the whole thing, and I paraphrased part of it. Love God, know His word, tell your children. That's the nutshell. Those are the important things, not the distracting items that we've been told. Oh, you know, we got to be diverse and inclusive and all the other things. There's nice parts of that, but there's some parts that are right out of the Marxist lexicon to cause division. So let's just focus on what it is that God wants us to do, which is, if we have the time left and the energy, to rebuild the America that was lost, to cause the great reawakening of dying America. We must do it. There's no choice, and I believe that you agree with me on that, and that we have some insects in the way that we need to vote out of office if voting still happens, or just chase out of office by the power of our words. But I think we can get 3,136 folks who are fully dedicated to that thought and can make it happen. Here's where those numbers come from. We have Jesus as our model. Well, Wes is not Jesus, but Wes stands in his place, the owner of the station, the one who is making these things happen. And there were three disciples particularly close to Jesus, Peter, James, and John. And then there were 12 apostles that were close. Peter, James, and John were in that, but I'm using in the number sequence, 1, 3, 12, the 12 apostles. And because of what the 12 apostles preached, what happened? Day of Pentecost, 120 people were in an upper room, and the Spirit fell, and because of the testimony of those 120 people on the day of Pentecost, what happened? 3,000 were saved, and the church was born. The church age began. Total it up, 3,136. So on the model of Jesus and those who followed him, what grew out of his testimony, we believe, that's Wes and Dee and I and some other folks, believe that if we can find 3,136 people to empower this station and agreeing on the same things, we can push back against the evil that's here. We can scatter the cockroaches, and we can bring righteousness back to America by the power of God. Join me on the backside. Thanks for listening. God bless you.